The Engineer's Guide to Ceramic Capacitors. This article is part of the Engineer's Complete Guide to Capacitors. If you're unsure of what type of capacitor is best for your circuit, read how to choose the right capacitor for any application. What is a ceramic capacitor? Ceramic capacitors are used widely. Ceramic capacitors are non-polarized and have a good frequency response because they offer a low equivalent series resistance, ESR, and a low equivalent series inductance, ESL. Small capacitance values can withstand voltages as large as 1 kV. Depending on temperature range, temperature drift, and tolerance, ceramic capacitors have two active classes, Class 1 and Class 2. Ceramic capacitors are available in disc packages with radial leads. Surface mount multilayer ceramic chip, MLCC, capacitors are very popular. The stacking of very thin layers permits MLCC capacitors to provide relatively large values of capacitance at lower voltages. For example, AVX offers a military CDR25 style MLCC that can possess 0.470 microfarads maximum at 50V or a maximum of 0.150 microfarads at 100V. Bare leadless disc ceramic capacitors are available for microwave applications. Class 1 ceramic capacitors. Class 1 ceramic capacitors are accurate and provide temperature compensation inherently. They are the most stable in terms of temperature sensitivity and drift, and they have the lowest losses. Class 1 ceramic capacitors are well suited for resonant circuit applications where stability is critical or where a well-defined temperature coefficient is needed. Consequently, they are used in applications that require a measure of precision, like timers and oscillators. Temperature coefficients are expressed using notation like the following. N200 means a negative temperature coefficient of 200 parts per million / Oc. P100 means a positive temperature coefficient of 100 parts per million / Oc. NP0 means the temperature coefficient is 0 parts per million / Oc. The Electronics Industry Alliance, EIA, uses the notation COG instead of NP0. Class 1 ceramic capacitors are NP0. Class 2 ceramic capacitors. Class 2 ceramic capacitors have improved volumetric efficiency, meaning that larger values of capacitance are available with a relatively smaller physical size. However, their tolerance is wider and they are not as stable as Class 1 ceramic capacitors. The ceramic dielectric is characterized by a nonlinear change in capacitance over its temperature range. These capacitors are usually selected for use in less critical coupling, decoupling, and bypass applications. They are very susceptible to aging effects. Class 2 ceramic capacitors have several dielectric names. The more popular groups are X7R, X6R, and X5R. Class 2 ceramic dielectric name. Temperature range and tolerance. Standard temperature range. X5R. -55/+85°C, delta C/C0 equals ±15%. Industrial, 40 Oc to 85 Oc. X6R. -55/+105°C, delta C/C0 equals ±15%. Automotive, 40 Oc to 105 Oc. X7R. -55/+125°C, delta C/C0 equals ±15%. Military, 55 Oc to 125 Oc. Class 2 ceramic capacitors exhibit microphony. The dielectric has a piezoelectric characteristic. If a capacitor experiences mechanical vibrations, they can be transformed into electrical signals, like a microphone. The reverse effect can also occur. The varying electric field between the plates will cause them to move like a loudspeaker, and this can generate an audible sound. Sensitive low-level signal processing systems use only Class 1 ceramic capacitors to avoid the microphony effect. Applications of ceramic capacitors. Class 1 ceramic capacitors perform well in applications that require precision like oscillators, timers, and analog-to-digital converters. Class 2 ceramic capacitors are the usual choice for non-critical decoupling, coupling and bypassing applications. Alternatives to ceramic capacitors. Metallized film capacitors are an alternative to ceramic capacitors. The below table describes the differences between these two options. NP0/COG ceramic capacitors, Class 1. Metallized film capacitors. Capacitance and voltage values. Lower number of overall capacitance offerings with higher rated voltages. Higher overall capacitance offerings with higher rated voltages. Breakdown voltage rating. Higher ceramic capacitor values vary from 1 pf to about 1 microfarad, with a working ceramic capacitor voltage rating of up to a few thousand volts. Typical film capacitors have capacitances ranging from below 1 nF to 30 microfarads. They can be made in voltage ratings as low as 50 V, up to above 2 kV. Dissipation factor, DF and Q. Better DF and Q values. Good DF and Q values. Volumetric efficiency. MLCCs provide larger capacitor values with a smaller size. Disc ceramics are not as good as film capacitors. Better than disc ceramic capacitors. Dielectric absorption. Higher values, 0.5%. Lower values, down to 0.05% for PPS. DV/DT. Better DV/DT rates that can be greater than 4000 VmS. Good DV/DT rates of 2200 V per microsecond. Self-healing capability. No. Yes, except for PPS films. Cost. Less expensive. Nominal. Case sizes. Standard AA case sizes. More odd and non-standard AA case sizes. Note that PPS is notation for polyphenylene sulfide, PPS, film capacitors. On a datasheet description, you might see stacked metallized PPS film chip capacitor for an SMD package.